Hello, everyone. This is Karen Everett with New Doc Editing on this teleseminar about the new documentary movement. If you are getting this recording, in other words, if you're not listening live but you're getting this recording, I want you to know that we're going to officially start this teleseminar in about 3 minutes. So feel free to fast forward to the next couple minutes. What I'm going to do right now is go ahead and mute the call because we have so many people who will be coming on. So go ahead and bear with me for a couple minutes or just fast forward, and we'll begin officially at 5 o'clock live. So we'll be starting in about 3 minutes. Hello, if you're just getting on the call, welcome. I've had to mute everybody because we're having so many people come on the call. We'll be officially starting in about a little over 2 minutes, so just bear with me. This is Karen Everett, by the way, and again, welcome to the call. Again, if you're just getting on the call, we'll get started in a couple minutes. This is Karen Everett, and it's a couple minutes till 5, so we'll start right at 5. So just bear with me. And again, this is Karen Everett. If you're just getting on the call, welcome. We'll be starting officially in about 10 seconds. Well, welcome everyone to tonight's teleseminar on the new documentary movement. We've had so many people register for tonight's call. We've had 124 people, which is a record for me, that I've actually already muted everybody, but you may still hear some dings going off, some little bells going off in the beginning here. I wanted to let you know that I have so much exciting information to share with you, so I'm going to be talking a little bit faster than I normally do. And, you know, I know you all are very busy, and so I wanted to keep the teleseminar to half an hour. But again, I have so much information to share so that I'm going to be, just a heads up, I'm going to be talking quickly. I just got back. This is Karen Everett, by the way. I'm the owner of New Doc Editing. And as some of you subscribers to my newsletter know, I just got back from the Sundance Film Festival 2 days ago, where a film that I story consulted on called Connected by Tiffany Schlain premiered. And I saw more evidence at Sundance of what I'm dubbing the new documentary movement, which I'm going to describe in this teleseminar. It's a discernible shift in the spirit and tenor of documentary filmmaking as it's emerging today. And you know, since I announced this teleseminar last week, I've heard from many subscribers to my newsletter who are excited about this trend. For example, filmmaker Kathy Stuvelek says, quote, "I'm so pleased to hear about the trend in optimistic what can be done social issue films." And Scott Ryan wrote to say that he's been working on a project called Manifesto. It's a doc-based TV series which follows the stories of activists in a tone that he calls the opposite of the news, which, as we know, is pretty depressing usually. I also heard from a student at the London Film School who says that he's excited about the new movement because in school he's bombarded with examples of political docs that, quote, "leave me with an impression of a crumbling society and leaving it at that." So let me just back up a bit and introduce myself. As many of you know, I'm the owner of New Doc Editing. Welcome to all the subscribers to my newsletter on the call tonight. As you may know, I help filmmakers structure compelling documentaries. In addition, we offer editing services and online educational tutorials. I also teach at UC Berkeley, which has been called the number one documentary program in America by Documentary Magazine. And let me say that I loved working on Connected, Tiffany Schlain's film at Sundance. She's a wonderful director to work with, and I probably story consulted on 15 cuts of that film. And in case you're wondering what that costs, I won't reveal the details of her budget, but I'll just let you know that I now offer what I call my lifetime story consulting package, which costs $10,000 and consists of 11 story consultations. And I'd love it when directors are able to sign up for that many sessions because we can really make a huge difference. But even in a single session, which is now $1,500, we can make a big difference. And I'm going to share details at the end of this teleseminar about how you can save big time on my story consulting services with our new Inner Circle, which begins February 15th. So I want to start this call with a little story. A few years ago, when I was naming my business, I had it narrowed down to two choices, the doc shop and new doc editing. And I went for a long walk by the ocean, and I thought deep about what I wanted to contribute to the world and what I wanted my business to represent. And I knew in my bones that a new kind of documentary was emerging on the horizon. And I got very inspired thinking about it. Films that audiences enjoyed watching, that would inspire people without blaming the bad guys. And I realized deep in my heart that new doc editing was the right name for my business. You know, it just made me happy to say it. And that word new represents several inspiring qualities that I see emerging in the documentary world in general, and in particular at Sundance last week. I think these emerging qualities are partly in reaction to two current day realities that, in my belief, are no longer serving you filmmakers or our industry or, frankly, our viewers. And one of those is, as you may have noticed, there's a stigma that has developed that documentaries are depressing. Here's an example from my own life. Not too long ago, I wanted to see the documentary Inside Job, because I'm working on another documentary about money. And I asked my girlfriend Lynn if she wanted to come, and she said, "You know, I really don't. I don't want to see a depressing documentary about Wall Street." And I had a hard time getting her last year to see Crude, the doc about big oil, and she actually flatly refused to see The Cove about dolphin slaughter. And, you know, who can blame her, really? After a hard week's work, you know, the average person doesn't really want to – who wants to go out on a Friday night and watch a depressing film? And in America especially, we have a glut of social issue documentaries that preach to the choir, that don't move the viewers who aren't in the choir, don't even move the viewers who are in the choir anymore, and in fact depress people so much that we've learned to avoid them. So there's this prevailing stigma that documentary films are depressing, at least the ones that aren't about, you know, national parks and baseball. And it's one factor that's spurring the creation of what I call the new documentary movement. Second factor is that there are tens of thousands of floundering filmmakers, and probably dozens on this call tonight, and I mean no disrespect when I say this, who either never finish their project, or if they do, it sits on a shelf or a hard drive, mostly unseen, rather than finding an appreciative audience. Now, why is this? Well, it's not rocket science. It's because most filmmakers simply don't have the business skills to raise the money and support needed to pull off a big production. And I know this type very well because I used to be one. And, you know, they don't like the notion of business, and subsequently their visionary film projects don't get adequate fuel. And I'm talking cold, hard cash that they need, because for them the notion of selling their film to a sponsor or an investor is somehow tainted with money. You know, and instead they expect to be given grants and complain there's not enough grant money to go around. Again, I know this mindset because I used to epitomize it. And today I encourage filmmakers to kind of wake up and smell the coffee, because I believe there's plenty of money out there to make films. And it's mostly not in foundations. It's in big and small businesses and private investors and everyday people like you and me who want to support a good cause, but first they have to hear about it. So in reaction to this anti-business bias, is what I'm calling it, and in reaction to the reputation of depressing audiences, a new documentary movement, if you will, has been, I think, coalescing for a few years, and I saw ample evidence of it at Sundance. So what I want to do is, and let me just stop and say, for those of you who just got on the call, I'm talking fast because I've got so much great information to share with you. We have 124 people registered, so, which is more than this free conference call line can hold. So I have had to mute the line. So fasten your seatbelts, because I want to share with you four features of the new documentary movement. There are probably more than four. This is what I've noticed. And I share these with this intention: to inspire you and get you excited about the possibilities for your own projects so that you can create enormously successful films that will change the world. And the first and most defining feature, actually, is that these films are hopeful and optimistic rather than depressing. Many of them, like Constant Marks' documentary Being Elmo, which won the Grand Jury Prize at Sundance, you may have read about that. It's about a puppeteer behind Sesame Street's Elmo Muppet. And the story, it's a story that doesn't depend on bad things happening to grip the audience. People were in tears, including myself, from the small acts of kindness that made up the film's plot points. And then there are documentaries like Tiffany Schlain's film Connected that take on the hard topics but are hopeful about the future rather than painting a doomsday scenario. Tiffany, who described herself during one of the Q&As as, quote, the ultimate optimist, she created a film that is solution-oriented rather than problem-focused. I want to share with you what one critic from The Hollywood Reporter wrote about Connected. He said, quote, at a time when news is depressing and most films are grim, Schlain presents an upbeat and playful vision of the world based on what she sees as the interconnectedness of things. She seems infinitely more optimistic than troubled by the abundance of information coming our way. In our dark, ironic times, film has you leaving the theater feeling better than when you went in. And that's no mean feat in this day and age, end quote. Now, contrast that, if you will, with an email that I got from a delightful, actually, philosophy professor and filmmaker in Massachusetts who said, first he said some nice things about my work, and then he said, quote, I'm writing to express how greatly dismayed I was to read the following words in your most recent email. This is an email that I sent out that you probably all got about this teleseminar. It says, quote, these solution-oriented docs bring a spirit of optimism that makes the case for change entertaining, not overwhelming. And this philosophy professor, whom I quote with his permission, goes on to say, quote, I think that it dishonors the best of the documentary tradition, past, present, and future, to think that what documentaries need is more positive thinking. And that's capital P, capital T, positive thinking. I really appreciated that email because it helps me to clarify first that this isn't about sugarcoating hard realities. And I think there's always going to be a place for hard-hitting investigative docs like Crude and The Cove. You know, exposing corruption is important, and many of you on the call may be making, I expect you are, that kind of film. And at the same time, many documentaries are emerging these days, and I've had the privilege of working on many films in progress, like Katie Teague's Money and Life, keep your eye out for that one, and Yehuda Mayan's Law of the Heart, that are more interested in generating solutions to today's problems than pointing the finger at the usual suspects. And this new breed of filmmakers, they kind of invite viewers to consider what's possible rather than dwelling on what's wrong. And I think this trend is a refreshing antidote to the stigma that documentaries are depressing. On Sunday, my last day at Sundance, the only documentary I really had time to see before my plane was Hell and Back. It's a film about a soldier in the Afghanistan War. And I really didn't want to see a war film. I'd actually seen that at the last Sundance. Restrepo was my last film. And I knew, like that film, it would be depressing and just make me mad that we go to war. But, you know, it won an award. It actually won two awards. And as my girlfriend Lynn, who was with me, said, you know, sometimes it's important to see the hard films. So we went. And, of course, I hated it. Or rather, I hated how it made me feel. It made, you know, that war was stupid and the people who fought wars were stupid and there was nothing I could do about it. And I didn't feel more compassionate or called to action after the film. But I tried to keep an open mind because I thought, you know, I forced myself to ask, could this film help anyone? And maybe it could. I mean, after all, the jurors gave it the grand jury prize for best world documentary. So, you know, maybe it could help someone who was on the fence about war see how futile it was. What I'd much rather see, though, is a wonderful documentary like the Sundance hit Sing Your Song, which is about performer Harry Belafonte. It's actually about his activism. As you might expect, it was an entertaining film because he's a performer. But it was also a stirring call to correct injustice in the world. In the film, Harry Belafonte was asked by a reporter if he was an optimist, and he replied, "Of course, I live in a perpetual state of optimism. The world is in need of hope. The world is in need of vision." And his get-involved attitude, along with the music in the film, for me anyway, really made it possible to watch a litany of difficult images, images you may have all seen before, ranging from, you know, police battering blacks during the 1960s with hoses in the South to, you know, children starving in Ethiopia. You know, you could sit there and take it and watch it and still come away asking yourself with real vigor, what can I do now? And that's actually Harry's last line in the film, what can I do now? What's my assignment to help make the planet a better place? So this is an example of the optimism in the new documentary movement. And you see it not only in individual documentaries, but in developments like Oprah's appearance at Sundance to launch her new documentary development fund. She pledged to do for docs what her book club did for books, you know, turning mainstream audiences onto this art form. I met one film critic at an HBO party who wondered if Oprah's efforts would sugarcoat or dumb down the documentary she funded. But the way I look at it is it's his job to be suspicious and my job to be to envision the possibilities. And Oprah is known to be warm and optimistic without shying away from negative events. So I think it's a great positive development. In fact, at that same HBO party, I got to meet for the first time Barbara Koppel, legendary filmmaker, whom Oprah has commissioned for one of her first films. So Barbara's going to be working with Mariel Hemingway on a documentary about suicide in the Hemingway family. So we know Barbara Koppel doesn't shy away from the hard stuff, so I'm really looking forward to that film. Now, similar to Oprah's new program, but one that's been going on for 6 years now, is ITVS's Community Cinema, which, as you may know, curates 9 films from each of the independent lens season that have strong potential for real social change. And according to a former student of mine, Annalise Wunderlich, who works at ITVS. It's an example of the new documentary movement that I'm defining. So that's the first feature, optimism. The second defining feature of the new documentary movement is an entrepreneurial spirit. These directors are not sitting around waiting for the Ford Foundation grant to come in before they hire a story consultant. They're taking classes from people like Carol Dean and soliciting angel investors. They're making alliances with and getting sponsorships from socially minded businesses. They're learning from groups like Documenters about Kickstarter and Indiegogo and raising thousands of dollars quickly through crowdfunding, that is money from your own peers and friends. And, you know, when their films are finished, which they almost always are, these directors think like entrepreneurs about how to market and reach their niche audiences. And I know many of you on the call are doing this. I think it's great. You're not waiting for a traditional distributor to sell your film. Some of you may be taking classes like Mark Rosenthal's online seminars or Stacy Park's film-specific teleseminars and learning how to distribute your films in a myriad ways. You can read more about this entrepreneurial spirit in a recent edition of The Independent magazine. Many of the docs featured at Sundance were part of a larger entrepreneurial enterprise, whether it was an interactive website, an outreach campaign, or a series. In fact, you know, Sundance itself, the Sundance Documentary Initiative, recently funded films about social entrepreneurship. So this is to say it's not just about individual filmmakers having an entrepreneurial spirit. It's the institutions that support them supporting this what I'm calling the second defining feature of the new documentary movement. Now, a third feature of the new documentary movement, maybe some of you can come up with a better term for this. I'm just calling it truly innovative filmmaking. I mean, these directors are not afraid to think outside the box. And again, I know many of you on the call fall into this category. Like Tiffany Schlein, the director of Connected, with her creative use of found footage, these directors are always looking for new methods of visual storytelling. And they aren't afraid to take up on things that might be kind of controversial, like the director of Man on Wire, who brought reenactments to a new level of sophistication, or playing with contriving situations for your characters without losing integrity, or risking staging or even coaching interviewees, again, without losing integrity. Some directors are playing with blending the best of narrative and documentaries into a new hybrid form. And this has been going on for a few years, but I think that like the most, daring artists and the most successful entrepreneurs, these filmmakers see innovation and creativity as the lifeblood of this new movement. And then finally, the fourth feature is this new documentary movement is intensely what I'm calling audience-focused rather than auteur-focused. An auteur is a European term for a film director who has a highly personal creative vision and individual style that can make their films seem self-absorbed or esoteric, hard to understand, or even boring. So an audience-focused director bends over backwards to make sure the viewer not only understands their vision, but is entertained by it. An example of this is I saw a wonderful documentary from the UK called The Flaw about the 2007 financial meltdown. And before the film began, the director stood up and said to the audience, "I want to assure you that this film has cartoons and jokes." And he admitted that the film was going to be a searing indictment of capitalism. And it was. And it was entertaining. And then after the film, during the Q&A, I asked him, why didn't you include any of the recommendations or solutions to our financial mess that you're discussing now? And he said, "Well, to be honest, when I finished the film 6 months ago, I didn't know what the solutions were." So I let him off the hook because his film was so entertaining. Michael Moore, who was on one of the Sundance panels, stressed that you've got to reach your audience. And two of the most effective strategies to reach audiences are to use humor and to tell a good story. Filmmakers who come to me seeking help with their story understand the importance of a structure that keeps the viewer engaged. They are intensely audience-focused. A recent example is I helped a film production company with a biography of a celebrity, and this production company was located in the heart of Hollywood, and they had substantial funding. There were some big story problems with their films that I was able to quickly isolate and provide solutions for. One of the problems is that the protagonist had no goal of any sort, and of course, there was no inciting incident, which launches the quest. So this structural flaw would have been fatal to the film, I think, and it's why the first half hour was pretty boring. But it was easy to fix. I suggested a protagonist desire and a couple potential inciting incidents from the material that I saw in the material. And it's made a huge difference, transforming a boring film into a riveting film. And I'm so happy that the director was savvy enough and caring enough about his audience that he sought help from a story consulting professional. So I just want to take a moment to recap and see if these features resonate with you. First, creating optimistic, hopeful, rather than depressing documentaries. Second, displaying an entrepreneurial spirit and some business savvy. Third, seeking innovative storytelling devices, creativity. And fourth, genuinely caring about the audience's experience by structuring entertaining, well-crafted films. If you identify with this emerging trend, what I'm calling the new documentary movement, then I want to invite you to be part of our new Doc Inner Circle, which begins in 2 weeks. This is the second Inner Circle I've done. The first was a big success, so I'm revising it a bit and offering it again. It's a six-month program beginning February 15th that provides a supportive environment in which up to five filmmakers receive peer support and one-on-one consulting. I'm going to give you all a URL right now. In case you're near a computer, or if you're not, you can just write it down. If you're interested in getting a jump start and being one of the first five qualified filmmakers who will take part in the new Inner Circle, the URL is newdocediting.com/land, that's L-A-N-D, land, like stand on the land, and then /Inner Circle, one word, Inner Circle. I'm going to give you a quick overview of the Inner Circle. I'm taking, again, no more than five filmmakers, and I want to attract filmmakers who resonate with the theme of tonight's call. Over the course of 6 months, here's what you will get as part of the Inner Circle. First of all, you'll receive three in-depth story consultations with me at a substantial savings on three different cuts of your film. For each consultation, you'll get at least seven pages of written notes, what I call the doc plot map, a 75-minute recorded phone consultation with me, and what I call the viewer POV movie. A viewer POV movie is something that I've, one of my innovations that's proven very popular among my clients. It's basically, you know, you would be sending me a low-res QuickTime file of your cut. One of the things that I send you is a low-res QuickTime file of your movie playing, and then a little box of me on the screen watching your movie in real time and commenting on every, you know, scene, soundbite. And I can do this through the use of a software program called ScreenFlow that records what's going on my desktop and then uses a little camera on my computer to record my reaction in real time. You can read more about this on that web page. Second thing you'll get is you'll receive peer support from other filmmakers and coaching from me in six monthly mastermind calls. These are conference calls where we talk together, not like this call where it's a sort of a one-way dialogue, or not dialogue, but one-way stream. So we'll report on our progress, troubleshoot problems, and help one another with things like writing narration, structuring the film, editing music. You'll also get, as part of the Inner Circle, unlimited email support from me, and you'll receive, and this is new, this round, a complimentary copy of all the new doc editing products and seminars. I have five or six on my site, including The Ultimate Guide to Structuring Your Documentary, Editing the Character-Driven Documentary, and the Story Doctoring Kit. There's more, again, the webpage, if you want to check it out, if you're interested, I urge you to do this soon, is newdocediting.com/land, L-A-N-D, /innercircle. So you're probably wondering, what does this cost? The total cost of this six-month program is $6,000, which is what it would cost you to hire a good editor for 2 to 3 weeks. But for you who are on this teleseminar, I'm offering a special early bird price of $3,979, $3,979, meaning if you go to the webpage and register for the program now, you can get one-third off the price. You'll see a PayPal button on the website. I do offer a payment plan that breaks the payment into 2 months, so email me right away for details if you're interested. I'm going to be announcing this Inner Circle to my list of more than 2,000 subscribers on Thursday. So, again, I'm only going to take 5 filmmakers who resonate with the theme of this call. So if you're interested, I invite you to read over the webpage and then click on the there's a Buy Now button to pay by PayPal before the circle fills up. I've already got one filmmaker signed up. So there are four slots left. You should know that this program, the Inner Circle, comes with a full money-back guarantee. So after 2 months, 60 days, if you're not satisfied for any reason, I'll refund your tuition completely. I really believe in standing by my work and making sure that you're happy. And more than happy, you know, I really want to fulfill, I really want to make a difference in your film. And let me end the call tonight by saying there are so many filmmakers listening tonight who have a vision that they feel called to create and share. And I want to thank you for your vision and thank you for listening and encourage you to continue this work you feel called to. It's a brave work being a documentary filmmaker. And, you know, I believe the world needs you and your insights fashioned in a way that the world can hear. And I look forward to helping some of you craft your message in an inspiring way that entertains and touches the hearts of viewers worldwide. So good night, everyone. And remember to check out our website one more time. It's newdocediting.com/land/innercircle. I appreciate your listening, and I wish you all the best. Good night.